This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with the Feature Story of the Week. Well, it seems like pickleball is sweeping the nation, and apparently that craze has come to Half Moon Bay and the coastside. So we have two pickleball enthusiasts with us in the studio today, Rick Southern and Mara Krast. And I believe there is a event coming up in the next few days that is noteworthy. And Rick, why don't you tell us about that?
Actually, I'm going to let Mara tell you about that because she's kind of our membership chairman and our marketing director.
Thank you very much, Rick. We have a really exciting three-day event coming up in August. We're going to kick that weekend off on Friday, August 21st at Cunha, which is where our new courts are located, which we're so excited to share with the community. On Friday, we're going to be introducing Cunha students to pickleball, and we're going to have a session from about 3:30 to 4:30 after school, and we're going to be inviting all the Cunha kids and parents who might be interested to come down to the courts. We'll be providing some quick instruction. We'll have some fun giveaways for the kids. We're hoping to also get a little staff versus students play going, so Rick's working on that. Then on Saturday, we are going to have our big ribbon cutting. And yes, folks, we're going to have those big giant scissors out, and we're cutting ribbon at our pickleball courts. That's at 11 o'clock, and we're going to have some local dignitaries. And Rick here, who is our president of the board, will be attending as well. And we're hoping to get lots of pickleballers out on that day. And then following that, we're going to have some demonstration and an open play and a food truck. So please make sure you come out. We have a great food truck. And then on Saturday, we're going to be having our inaugural tournament. So this is for
Sunday.
I got really excited about Saturday. Yeah. And then on Sunday, the 23rd, we're going to have a tournament. We'll have it for all levels. So beginners, intermediate, and advanced. So don't be shy. And that is going to be going on from about 8:30 in the morning until about 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Now, Rick gave me a little bit of background as to how this all came about. And I understand that this has evolved over 6 years in the making, and the cost has been $70,000 in court improvements, which has been funded entirely by the Coastside Pickleball community. Did you have fundraising events to get this $70,000? How did you muster that amount of money?
So in terms of the years, six is probably conservative. I think I saw a picture of a number of pickleball players with their paddles before the school board in 2017. So I figure close to 10 years. We brought some money in. I think the success of getting this put together was partly the involvement of two retired people. We don't have jobs, me and Dave Houston. So we were able to just chip away and chip away and chip away and chip away and wear down the opposition, who are now collaborating with. That would be the Boys and Girls Club in the school district. And our proposal was that we actually fund some improvements to the courts if they allowed us more access to the courts. And that was a deal that got done. We were told we should be an organization in order to codify a lot of this stuff. And so we formed an organization in April, filed with the Secretary of State, and became Coastside Pickleball Club. In terms of the funding, we did some fundraisers, and I'd say we had over 50 members of the community contributing $50, $100. One family contributed $2,500, one contributed $4,000, and we made up the rest.
So with the courts being revamped and expanded, how many people do you think can play at one time on those courts?
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. We have 12 courts, 4 players per court. Do the math, Jim. 12 times 4, 48. We got 48 people rolling at one time. And when we have our tournament coming up, we may indeed have 48 people rolling at one time.
So the question for me is, what is the spark that has created this craze, if you will, for pickleball? Because every place I go, Kathy and I went to an event in Palm Desert, the hotel that we were staying at. I took a walk in the morning doing a little exercise, and I walked in the back, and all of a sudden there was this massive pickleball courts back there, you know, with a big sign, pickleball, pickleball. I mean, why is everybody excited about pickleball?
Oh, I think we can each add something to this. For me, I think it's a part of it is a natural age progression. Even though a lot of young people are super good, super quick, and really take to it because it's very easy to learn. From an age standpoint, there's a lot of tennis players that are slowing down a little bit. So they move into pickleball, or they decide to play pickleball, and they enjoy it more than tennis because it's a little more accessible. And then after you're done with pickleball, then you go to bocce ball, and then you migrate to the television, and then you check out. And that's kind of the progression.
Well, thank you for sharing that. You know, now I know what I have to look forward to, right?
You have the trifecta. I think that one of the things that makes it so appealing is that it is easy to learn. It takes years to become proficient in tennis and to be able to feel that you can really play well. And it takes a little more work to get a foursome together as well. With pickleball, it is an easier sport to learn, and it's an easier sport to enjoy right from the beginning. There's a lot less frustration with it. I play with my kids who are in their late 20s and early 30s. We have a lot of folks whose kids are playing now. But I think it's because it's easy. And I'll tell you what, it is so much fun. I don't think I ever laughed as much on a tennis court. And I was a lifetime tennis person. If you had told me 6 years ago that I would be a pickleball player, I'm not sure I would believe you. It is so much fun. People are good. It's just something about us pickleheads. We're great.
Do you find the demographic what would you say is the average age of the pickleball player?
Gosh, I don't know what the statistics are, but it's probably people, like, if you're talking about the average, probably 50s. But again, that means you've got people, you know, that are high school and middle school age, and folks, I mean, we have some folks we're playing with that are 80 and 90. We all know staying active is so important, but I love it. You can see it's an intergenerational sport, which you can't always do in tennis either. And like I said, I love tennis. I still love the smell of a new can of tennis balls, but I think the beauty of pickleball is that you can play it intergenerationally and that it's easy to pick up.
I guess with any sport, you always have people that are extremely competitive. And do you find that in pickleball as well? I mean, people that are out to crush you, I will win.
Well, you get all types, right? And I think you choose your skill level to play with generally. And if you play with people that are a little better than you, then you get a little bit better. And if you play with people that aren't quite as good, you're a little more gentle. I just think it's everybody gets along well out there. And there are very few people that I run into that just want to stomp you.
Bang.
Because it's not fun for them either. So that's one of the things that makes pickleball a really fun sport.
Now, earlier you talked about the fact that you formed an organization to get the start of, what, a 501(c) type of thing?
That's a good guess. We initially applied as a 501(c) and found out that, no, we're really a 501(c)(7), which is a social club. So we've been going through some legal issues trying to get that all straightened out. And I'll tell you, things do not move fast in Sacramento, but we're working on it. Yes, we are a nonprofit and we're a social club.
Now, if a person is listening to this and they want to know more about your organization, your social club, if you will,
yeah,
do you folks have a website at all? Have you gone that far yet in your
position? That's a great question, Jim. We've gone very far. And we do have a website, coastsidepickleball.com. We have a link on the site, a button that you can join, another button that you can enter the tournament. We have coastsidepickleball@gmail.com where you can send any questions, any suggestions.
I assume that for the novice, for the person who doesn't know much about this, that you would certainly invite them to observe some of these festivities that are coming up, even if they just kind of stand on the side and watch people play the pickleball.
I'll go one step further than that. It's really important for us to add new members, to introduce new people to the community. So we just held two events. We held a Learn to Play event where we invited people. They had to join, which is $75 for the year. They had to join Coastside Pickleball Club for insurance purposes, but we provided three weekly lessons to take anybody, if they'd never played before, if they were just starting to play, to teach them the fundamentals. So at the end of 3 weeks, they were able to play in the community. We just held a Boys and Girls Club camp where Dave Houston, one of our instructors, worked with the Boys and Girls Club every day for a week, introducing them to pickleball too. So we're all about growing this in the community.
Okay, well, a quick review as we wrap up our interview. The event is a three-day event starting on a Friday, which is the
21st.
The 21st, mm-hmm. And going Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's going to be what time will that be?
So the Friday event is after school. It's going to be at Cunha. So at 3:30, school lets out, I think, at 3 or 3:15. So the kids should migrate over the courts by 3:30. The Saturday event, the ribbon cutting, starts at 11.
Well, I certainly plan to be there on one of those days watching and observing what's going on.
Would you like to be part of the exhibition? Can I give you a paddle? Do you have court shoes? Would you like to go out and bat the ball around with Mark Newton or with Principal Guzman?
Well, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. You know, I haven't reached the couch and television stage yet, so I guess I could do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes when I look in the mirror, I say, who is this person, right? You know.
Well, if you're pretty bocce ball, we got a paddle for you.
Anyway, thank you guys for coming in. It's been a pleasure visiting with you, and we look forward to a successful event coming up.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
If you are interested in learning more about this popular sport, or if you are already enjoying pickleball but would like to get together with others of like mind, then you need to visit CoastsidePickleball.com. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson, and now we must step aside and make way for Cameron Palmer, host of the KHMB Time Machine. He's anxious to have you join him for a visit to the year 1983. This is the voice of the San Mateo County Mid-Coast, 100.9, Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1983.
Where were you in the late summer of 1983? And what were things like in Half Moon Bay? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, four injured in head-on crash on Highway 92. Two persons were injured, two critically, in a head-on collision on Highway 92, just east of Half Moon Bay city limits. One driver was from Stockton, was cited for drunk driving. Both cars were totaled. Two vessels rescued by Harbor Patrol crew near Pillar Point. The first of two vessels to be rescued was the Judy B, which suffered engine failure 3 miles south of the number two buoy. The next day, a 15-foot runabout also suffered engine failure and had to be towed. And the Highway Patrol reveals new details on pursuit study. Most pursuits occur in urban areas between 3 p.m. and 3 a.m. on weekends and involve 20-year-old males. The survey was conducted with cooperation of 10 local police departments covering 683 incidents. The pursuits ended when the car voluntarily stopped or crashed. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Credit where credit is due. Some folks really enhance our beautiful neighborhoods by enhancing their little corner of the world. I'd like to acknowledge and congratulate our local landscape artists, A Blue Sky Design, Ken and Sally Coverdale and crew. They've been working on our coastside and the Bay Area for so many years. Ken's a great guy, does so much for the community. And they earned a first place award as a large residential instruction in lovely El Granada home by a longtime friend who would like to remain anonymous. One only hint is she's a member of our church, Mariners Church. The award came in the CLCA, the California Landscape Contractors Association, has a lovely plaque to hang in her house. She told me her garden is a special place, so she wanted to go all out. About the same time, my sister and brother-in-law, Kendra and Lance, who recently bought a brand new home in Bethel Island on the Delta, were awarded a similar plaque for their landscaping results, yielding a beautiful large yard overlooking the water, which was designed to be both pet and child-friendly. Another congrats to the folks who improved their corner and let others enjoy it. Keep calm and landscape on. 1983. The world's most popular word processing program is launched, Microsoft Word. Following on, from the start of the recession is the U.S. unemployment rises to 12 million, the highest figure since 1941. In Ethiopia, following the worst drought in history, the death toll reaches a staggering 4 million. The United States starts deploying cruise missiles and Pershing missiles in Europe at the Greenham Common Air Force Base in England and West Germany amid mass protests. The United States Embassy is bombed in Beirut, killing 63 people, and the world population reaches 4.72 billion, with China's population accounting for 1 billion of that number. The first mobile phones are being introduced by the Motorola company. Inflation is running at 3%, and interest rates are 11%. Average cost of a new house is $82,600 or rent a house for $335 a month. Buy a new sporty Mustang for $6,500 and fill her up for $1.35 a gallon. Popular films, Star Wars, Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, Mr. Bond and Octopussy, Terms of Endearment, and Tootsie. In popular music, this Long Island-born artist produced his first hit in 1974. Since then, he has had four solid gold hits. Here's Billy Joel with a number, another one. Tell her about it.
Believe, 'cause now and then she'll get to worrying just because it makes. She's a trusting soul. She put her trust in you.
You know she put her trust.
But a girl like that won't tell you what you should do.
Is not the first time this popular female singer has teamed up with a popular male singer to make his hit records. This time, that combo produces a top 10 AC hit. Here's Roberta Flack and Peabo Bryson with Tonight, I Celebrate My Love. Until next week and another year, this is Cameron Palmer for the KHMB Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967 6060 858-967 6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, Community Radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay. And this week's financial focus, debunking five common Social Security myths. Social Security is one of the most important income sources in retirement, yet widespread myths about how it works can lead to confusion, unnecessary worry, and poor planning decisions. Here's the truth behind five of the most common misconceptions. Myth number one, Social Security is going broke. You've probably heard this one, but the full picture is more nuanced. According to the 2026 Social Security Board of Trustees report, if Congress does nothing, the program would need to reduce benefits starting in 2032, paying roughly 78 cents for every dollar owed. But that's just one scenario. Congress could raise the combined payroll tax from 12.4% to 16.65%, which the trustees estimate would secure full benefits through 2100. Other options include eliminating the earnings cap, subject to payroll tax, or adjusting retirement ages. Lawmakers have tools to address this. Myth number two, Social Security will cover all your retirement needs. Think of Social Security as a financial foundation, not the full building. According to the Social Security Administration, benefits replace only about 40% of pre-retirement income for a median earner. That means you'll likely need to account for most of your retirement income yourself. Building a strong personal savings strategy now can help close that gap. Myth number three, you'll lose benefits permanently if you keep working. Not true. Social Security does have an earnings test that can temporarily reduce benefits for people who claim early and keep working. If your earnings exceed a set annual cap, which changes each year, Social Security will withhold a portion of your benefits. But once you reach full retirement age, the Social Security Administration adjusts your monthly check higher to repay those withheld amounts over time. Myth number four, an ex-spouse's benefits come out of your own. If you were married for at least 10 years and are currently unmarried, your former spouse may be eligible to collect on your earnings record, or you may be able to collect on theirs. Divorced spouse benefits can be up to 50% of the other person's full retirement benefit, but those payments don't affect yours. Your monthly benefit is not reduced by anything paid to an ex-spouse or even a current spouse. Myth number five, Social Security benefits are no longer taxed. Recent legislation caused some confusion here. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act did not eliminate taxes on Social Security benefits. If your combined income exceeds certain thresholds, you'll still owe taxes on a portion of your benefits. The law also created a temporary deduction available through 2028 for people 65 and older. Eligible taxpayers can deduct $6,000 per qualifying filer if their modified adjusted gross income is $75,000 or less for singles or $150,000 for couples. The deduction phases out at $175,000 for singles and $250,000 for joint filers. The more you understand Social Security, the more control you have over your retirement outcome. Grounding your decisions in facts rather than assumptions can make a meaningful difference in your long-term financial security. This has been Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Hi, I'm Jenny, and I've been volunteering at the Senior Center here in Half Moon Bay for maybe almost a year now, and I enjoy it so much. I am a bartender. I've been bartending in the Bay Area for about 20-some years now. What I really love about volunteering at the Senior Center is it gets me up in the morning, a fun reason to get up and out of bed and do something helpful and fun, working with a team, doing fun things in the kitchen, and I get a delicious free lunch for my volunteer duties in the kitchen. I committed to one day a week, but I'm on call to sub for other people. So I just really enjoy that get up and go. It gives me meeting everybody and working for a good cause and having fun while I'm doing it.
To find out how you can be a Senior Coastsiders volunteer or to learn about their many senior programs, visit seniorcoastsiders.org.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, this is Dr. Barry Canty, D.C., your host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Lately, there's been a great deal of talk about intermittent fasting, otherwise known as time-restricted eating, and how this technique helps to lose weight. But does it really work? The weight loss idea is quite appealing. Limit your eating to a period of 6 to 8 hours each day, during which you can have basically whatever you want. Studies in mice seem to support so-called time-restricted eating, a form of the popular intermittent fasting diet. Small studies of people with obesity suggested it might help shed pounds. But now, a rigorous one-year study in which people followed a low-calorie diet between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. or consumed the same number of calories any time during the day has failed to find an effect. The bottom line, said Dr. Ethan Weiss, a diet researcher at the University of California, San Francisco, is there is no benefit to eating in a narrow time window. The study published on Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine was led by researchers at Southern Medical University in Guangzhou, China, and included 139 people with obesity. Women ate 1,200 to 1,500 calories a day, and men consumed 1,500 to 1,800 calories daily. To ensure compliance, participants were required to photograph every bit of food they ate and to keep food diaries. Both groups lost weight, an average of about 14 to 18 pounds. But there was no significant difference in the amounts of weight lost with either diet strategy. There also was no significant differences in the groups in measures of waist circumference, body fat, and lean body mass. The new study is not the first to test time-restricted eating, but previous studies often were smaller, of shorter duration, and without control groups. That research tended to conclude that people lost weight by eating only during the limited period of time during the day. Dr. Weiss himself used to be a true believer in time-restricted eating and said that for 7 years he had eaten only between noon and 8 p.m. In previous research, he and his colleagues asked some of the 116 adult participants to eat three meals a day with snacks if they got hungry, and others were instructed to eat whatever they wanted between noon and 8 p.m. Participants lost small amounts of weight, an average of 2 pounds in the time-restricted eating group and 1.5 pounds in the control group, a difference which was not statistically significant. In an interview, Dr. Weiss recalled he could hardly believe the results. He asked the statisticians to analyze the data 4 times until they told him further work wouldn't change the result. I was a devotee, he said. This is hard for me to accept. More on this after this message.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discreet appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Barry Canty, and today we're talking about intermittent fasting, also known as time-restricted eating. Dr. Christopher Gardner, Director of Nutrition Studies at the Stanford Prevention Research Center, said he wouldn't be surprised if time-restricted eating nonetheless still worked on occasion. Almost every type of diet out there works for some people, he said. But the take-home supported by this new research is that when subjected to a properly designed and conducted study, scientific investigation, it is not any more helpful than simply reducing daily calorie intake for weight loss and other health factors. Dr. Louis Arnone, director of the Comprehensive Weight Control Center at Weill Cornell Medicine in New York, said that in his experience, some people who have trouble with calorie counting diets do better if they are told simply to eat only during limited periods of time during the day. The hypothesis behind time-restricted eating is that circadian genes that are thought to increase metabolism are turned on during daylight hours, said Dr. Caroline Appavine, co-director of the Center for Weight Management and Wellness at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. The question for researchers, she added, if you overeat a bit during daylight hours, are you more able to burn those calories rather than store them? Dr. Appavine said she would like to see a study that compared a group of subjects who overate all day to a time-restricted eating group of subjects who also overate. She said she would still recommend time-restricted eating to patients, even though we don't have proof. For Dr. Weiss, he said he is persuaded by his own study and said the new data reinforces conviction that time-restricted eating offers no benefit. Until next time, this is Dr. Barry Canty for Keeping Pace with Your Health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Welcome to Coastside Carousel here on KHMB. I'm your host, Mike Dale, and this week, our musical caravan pulls right into Princeton by the Sea. We got a legendary Bay Area hero making a very special return to our Coastside. On Thursday, August 27th, the historic Old Princeton Landing, or OPL as we know it, is hosting an absolute powerhouse of a show. It's Tim Flannery and the Lunatic Fringe coming to town, featuring World Series champ Jake Peavy. Yeah, he's a singer-songwriter too. Brilliant pitcher for the Giants back in the day. Now, when you talk about the Flan, you're talking about a man whose life has revolved around three absolute constants: family, baseball, and music. Ask him which one means the most, and he'll ask you to choose between air, food, and water. For Flan, it's all or nothing. Now, you may remember him as our third base coach for the San Francisco Giants, waving home all those runs on three historic World Series championship teams. But when he steps off the diamond and picks up a guitar, he brings that exact same heart, grit, and passion to the stage. Along with his powerhouse band, the Lunatic Fringe, and the guitar work of former Cy Young winner and Giants teammate Jake Peavy, as I mentioned earlier, they serve up an epic, soulful blend of Americana, folk, soul, and blues. To get us ready for this legendary night, let's dive into a few tracks that capture the pure, high-octane Americana soul, that is Tim Flannery and the Lunatic Fringe. right here on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
$20 bill and it vanished in the air. sit out and run, but take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. First one's name is Anne-Marie, she's my heart's delight. Second one's in prison bay, serves on my train. And if he catches up with me, I spend my life in jail.
Got a wife in Chino, babe, I got one in Cherokee. The first one says she's got my child, but it don't look like me. I said I'll run him, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight.
Side carousel, spin it around. Mike Dale's at the wheel with that Half Moon Bay sound. KHMB, keeping it real. The pulse of the coast and the way that we feel. By local artists for the community. The Coast Side Carousel is where we want to be.
Something that helps us. towards a clear, heartbroken sky. Somewhere there's a place where an innocent wind still blows. Someday we won't have to cry. The harder that we love, yeah, the deeper we're gonna feel. Looking down from up above, we're gonna find what is real, something that helps us.
It's the Coastside Carousel, spin it around. Mike Dale's at the wheel with that Half Moon Bay sound. KHMB, keeping it real. The pulse of the coast and the way that we feel. By local artist for the community. The Coastside Carousel is where we want to be.
Enough trick your mind. People's words can be unkind. Their tongue will water your wine on the glory trail. Now there's the truth in the moon and the sun. Whatever that you become, and I'm still singing your songs of love on the glory trail. And there's pain that they won't see. Through the tears you come to believe. The scars will set you free on the glory trail. From the lessons you had to learn, and from the bridges you needed to burn, and someday you'll all have your turn on the glory trail. So keep on walking with the weary, keep on walking with the faint, keep on walking your torch of love, keep your distance from the haze. Where I go, I never can find. Where I end up, I'm needed to be. The earth has no claim on me, on the glory trail. What I keep, I just might lose. What I give away, I will sustain. Still others go insane on the glory trail. Be careful to not get lost in the illusions and the rivers you'll cross. Everything has its cost on the glory trail.
Radio for the Coastside is KHMB 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local musicians on the Coastside, the great venues along the Coastside. And when the famous people come to town, we got them for you here as well on the Carousel. There are fantastic soulful tracks from the legendary Tim Flannery, our former third base coach of the Giants and longtime musician. What an incredible night this is going to be for our community. To recap, Tim Flannery and the Lunatic Fringe, special guest Jake Peavy, live at the Old Princeton Landing on Thursday, August 27th, 7 o'clock showtime. Get those tickets early, $25 in advance, or pick them up for $30 at the door. You do not want to miss this show. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Joseph Story is one of the most important names in American jurisprudence. Not only was he placed on the U.S. Supreme Court by President James Madison, but he also founded Harvard Law School and authored numerous legal works on the Constitution. While today's revisionists claim that the goal of the First Amendment was absolute religious pluralism, Justice Joseph Story vehemently disagreed. He declared, "The real object of the First Amendment was not to encourage, much less to advance, Mohammedanism or Judaism or infidelity by prostrating Christianity, but was to exclude all rivalry among Christian denominations." According to founder Joseph Story, Christianity, not pluralism, was the goal of the founding fathers in the First Amendment, for only a Christian nation is tolerant and thus is truly pluralistic.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.